Hello everyone, this is Cody from the Rancor's Brothel. Did you know we recently updated rancorsbrothel.com along with our new branding? The updated website includes a detailed archive page, online reviews, a gift shop, and alternate ways to contact the podcast. Check out some favorite old episodes, leave us a review, buy some merch, or drop us a line. All available now at rancorsbrothel.com. Don't wait, check it out today. And if you need dice, check out our friends at metallicdicegames.com. Friends of the podcast can get 10% off any order using the promo code RBP10. Enjoy the show.
The Rancor's Brothel presents The Wild Beyond the Witchlight.
That's a weird thing to describe a horse, a wooden horse with.
I don't think it was originally that, and they painted on the smile.
But still, like, to describe something as rictus would mean that it at one point had form, or like movement.
It was...
I mean,
stuck in that form. It probably got changed.
It was probably terrified and then got changed into a wooden horse.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I'm just imagining a horse with Joker makeup on.
The grin is rictus, not the horse.
Right.
Although there's not even a grin in the fucking photo.
Yeah, it's like, I remember you showing a picture and there was nothing on its face.
So let's go see the rocking horse.
What would you like to do with said horse?
Put the horn on.
Yeah, I'm going to grab it out of the bag.
Do we not want to bring it inside to get it away from the box?
Let's do that
thing. You've been told that the box is a box until you either crank it or destroy it.
Oh.
Well, that makes sense.
Chucklehead explained that last time.
Okay, I missed that.
I remember
I just
none
knew
of this.
The dragon appeared
you guys
in
were
the
like,
box.
You were asking what would happen if you destroy it. There's a chance that he's in there. You don't know.
Gotcha. Well, then we'll just leave it be, and we'll put the horn back on the horse, I guess. But we can bring it inside still, just so that if it does something funny, it's indoors and can't just go away.
Jump off the roof.
Because this is what, outside,
balcony.
He said?
It's
this
a balcony.
Do we really want a unicorn
it's not
inside?
It's not a balcony. It's outside?
Yeah, it's just main level outside.
Really?
Yep. Mm-hmm. So well, bring it inside so that it can't just run off.
Right. Close the door.
Yeah.
So that's the thing we just did.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. I'll show you this. I can show this to you. I mean, well, I can show them to you anyway.
Which one's which? Is the umbrella the one that's in the middle on the right? Because it looks like an umbrella.
Butterfly saddle, elder cap, executioner's hood, humming umbrella. No,
yep. The one on the right looks like a humming umbrella. Yep. Oh, that is a different picture of the horse.
It's just a,
It's a horse.
Anyway, we saw Scabatha riding a horse, and I thought it was going to be the same one.
It is the same one.
Oh, it looks different.
It's probably just a different angle.
Gotcha. Old Scabby.
Likes to keep it real.
You guys put this horn back into the thing. It clearly fits perfectly.
Do we need to strap it on?
No.
Okay.
It's the wooden one, not the real one that you're using.
Yes.
Right.
Suddenly the thing begins to rock faster and then shimmer and shift, and it kind of a bright flash, and standing before you is a unicorn.
Hello.
And he kind of, as a horse would,
says,
I've been stuck in that form for almost a decade.
Cool.
I am Elidon.
You're welcome.
Yes, thank you very much.
Is that who the other unicorn wanted us to save, Elidon?
So.
Yes.
That's her husband.
That's okay. We met your wife.
Lamorna.
What he said.
Oh, she lives.
Yes.
Because of us as well.
She blinked out of wherever we were when we got attacked by an assassin, but she survived to our knowledge.
Oh, this is good news indeed.
Yes.
We killed that guy too.
Yeah, he's dead. He died. He attacked the unicorn. We killed him.
It was for the greater good.
I thank you for that as well.
Can you get out of here without our help?
Yes. I would very much like to return to my wife at the Waver Pool.
Go for it.
Wait.
But first, others have questions. Go on.
I'll do my best to answer your questions.
You said wait. I didn't have
anything. I did say wait. How can we find you guys again to retrieve our reward?
Oh.
Reward?
Also, where is an alicorn?
do you know?
There are no alicorns here.
Do you know where we could find an alicorn?
There are no alicorns in Prismere.
We're going to have to make one.
Do you know how to make an alicorn?
I am not a god.
Okay. We have to find an alicorn.
We have a horn.
But we need an alicorn.
We just need the horn.
He made mention basically that the horn's probably good enough.
That's part of the fuck up that Perkins made.
Got it. You just need the horn.
That's all you need.
Okay. I remember you talking about that last time.
He says, as far as our rule of reciprocity, my dear lion.
There we go.
I can heal anyone who is gravely wounded or remove any poisons or diseases that are afflicting you.
Well, we don't need that.
I can do this, but I can do this only once a day. I must rest. I can teleport myself and up to, unfortunately, only three others to any location within thither up to 1 mile from where we stand.
Oh, I don't really need any of that right now.
Let's see, just yank
the horn back out. Never mind.
He says,
you can't give back the reward.
I can cast a spell for up to an hour. You may walk about without anyone knowing.
So he can pass it out of the trace.
It's pass without trace.
Yeah, he can do that, and we can just sneak up to the textile
room. Your seeds would have been, like, it only lasted an hour, so that's gone.
Yeah, so we can just sure use that, I would say. Then we get the bonus to stealthing.
Getting closer to her bedroom, so.
Yeah, it might not hurt to be a little sneakier since we're going to the textile mill to save the last two kids. And
we don't know where we can find these guys again. Might as well take the reward now.
Plus, what's-his-face is in heavy armor, too.
You can find him at the Wayward Pool.
We know where to go. That's where he's going.
Do we want to go back there, though?
Well, we might find the Jabberwock.
I don't know if Jabberwock couldn't get to the Wayward Pool.
You can't go there.
It flies around.
Well,
so can we.
We might come across it, is what I'm getting at.
Possible.
We need the Vorpal Sword.
Yeah, let's find that before we go Jabberwock hunting.
House Wonderland. We definitely need the Vorpal Sword.
Yeah, let's take the Pass Without a Trace buff. Might as well.
And it gets +10 to stealth.
Exactly. We get that. He can go about his business. We can carry on.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Anybody else? Bonus.
Fine with me.
Cool. You all have Pass Without Trace for an hour.
Sweet.
He just sort of like nods, and suddenly when you take steps, it's really, really muffled. It's not completely silent, but it's very much muffled.
And then he just blinks out of existence to teleport back to his wayward pool.
Well, and that's done.
Again, he thanks you, nods, and he like bolts and takes off towards the wayward pool.
He just runs through the door we shut and just blasts it open. Blink. And he's gone.
He gives no fucks.
All right. Well, upstairs, got the last two kids.
Let's go upstairs.
Up we go.
Up into L12.
My character's going to have direction sense soon. That's so cool. Still not going to know what I'm doing. I've got this rope around me.
We've never taken it off.
Nope. It's gross.
So it's a similar setup to the way the other one was set up.
Mm-hmm. The one where the kids were sewing?
No, to the dormitory because it's that circular.
Oh, got it.
Three large freestanding looms dominate this chamber. A young goblin and a pair of gnome children work the machines, filling the room with a loud rhythmic clatter. A door is set in the opposite wall, and an archway to the east leads to what appears to be an open storeroom.
All right, so we got a goblin and two kids. Just the goblin in this room and the two kids?
That's what you see. There is a door that likely goes outside to a balcony, and you would be able to see two more 10 soldiers standing out there guarding. You're in a really loud room, and you have muffled steps at this point. So.
Yeah, I was more going to get like either just straight up nuke the goblin or try to intimidate it and be like,
I'd sneak up on it and garrote the thing.
Go for it. Try it. You've been wanting to garrote everything since you've had the garrote.
I have. I've had good reason. Everything's been hostile.
Go garrote it.
It is a goblin child.
I was going to say, we don't, yeah.
Okay. Well, kill he said a goblin and two halfling kids. So,
we only know
two kids are helping, but it's a goblin child.
It's a goblin and two gnome children.
Okay.
Oh, for the love of.
So is this goblin not a bad guy?
Looks to be very young and is working a loom.
Son of a bee. All right, don't kill the goblin.
Fine.
We'll just walk up.
I swear to God.
Are you doing one of these things or something?
Yeah.
You see if they know.
I swear if any of these children scream.
We're nuking the tin soldiers.
We're leaving them here.
That one doesn't notice you. That one does. It's a nat 20. One of the gnome children look up and go, oh. It appears to be a female.
They.
A female and a male gnome.
They is better.
And a female
Thank
goblin.
Thank you.
She kind of like taps on the arms of the other two and they stop working and look up and go, oh, are you new?
We're here to get you out of here.
They look at each other and they go, okay.
Cool.
But we could use the noise for just a moment.
So the looms are still making noise. They're just okay. Not like man. They're not doing what they're.
They're
supposed
not. They're not letting stuff happen where they could probably.
Like they're
hurt
still
themselves.
Like a and like a rhythmic hum to it as it spins or whatever it does. I wish there was a picture of the looms because like, there are so many different types.
I'm thinking the old timey looms that would.
Yeah
that's. I just
they would
think
spin.
It's. Yep.
I think it's more automated
with the freaking thing in the middle that would destroy your fingers if you didn't time it right.
Yeah, it's like a bunch of doors with strings.
Mm-hmm.
Like you weave it and you step on a pedal and it claps it and tightens it.
Yep.
But there's always like something spinning in the back.
I can't remember what that thing's called that flies across the middle. And that thing apparently, like if you don't know,
it's
what you're
called
doing,
a chute. I think.
Is it?
I think so.
It starts with an S, but I know if you mess up, that thing can like jack your hand up.
You'll pinch your finger off.
Yeah, it is.
As you guys are talking, like some balls of like ribbon and string like start flinging at you, and you kind of hear chuckling from the shadows.
More Boggins.
The shuttle.
Boggles. Shuttle. Thank you. Boggles.
They'll get their time.
Which you still need.
We still need one, at least.
We'll get
roll me a perception check.
For the oil can to teleport us.
We'll get it.
I freaking don't see squat. I've rolled low on everything but my one nature check.
22.
16.
Okay, you guys both finally see Boggles. You each see a Boggle. There are two. There are at least two up here. It's a DC 16 to find them.
Do we know any... Try the sucker. See if they come for the sucker.
Pull the sucker out of the bag.
We've got the lollipop. Someone try to entice them with the lollipop.
My little lollipop.
I guess I'm grabbing
up the bag.
Lollipop.
Open up the bag as wide as you can. We'll hold the lollipop above the bag. See if they fall in.
Interesting idea. Okay. Okay. I rolled low enough that they're not thinking anything of it. They both kind of come out and look at each other and they don't really speak. They kind of, it's not like to each other.
Just Boggle talk.
And you see them kind
like
of
gremlins.
Reaching towards the lollipop.
And get them.
Unarmed combat to grapple, which is what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Or
is
could
athletics.
I just throw the lollipop down the bag and they jump in after?
I doubt they'd go for it.
Well, they'd only live for like a minute and they'd die. And
yeah, there's no air
on everything.
Oh, yeah. Boggles don't need air. I'm just kidding.
But we need the grease.
Yeah.
Oh, how oil. Small are
it,
these guys?
It's not athletics.
I can't remember.
Grapple's
athletics check.
Athletics check.
All right, so
that's
roll
good
that.
For me.
And they roll dex or athletics. They can both roll because there's two. They can both try to grab
right.
one.
But they're also distracted, so I'm going to give them disadvantage.
That's a good roll.
27.
19.
That's pretty good, too.
Oh, yeah.
I have a plus 8.
You guys each have boggles, and they're going...
All right.
Do we have jars?
I have a silver cage.
Stick them in the cage. Just stick them both in there. Yeah, that's the cage that the dragon was in.
Yeah, I kept it.
As you're squeezing them, like they are oily. Like oil is like leaking
oozing
from them. And one of them finally kind of croaks a little bit and says, "Let us go."
No,
because we don't need them. We just need the oil,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we have a jar?
Yes, you do. You picked up jars and vials out of Bevlorna's place, a lot of them.
All right, we'll just get all the oil we can into the jars.
So they see you grab a jar, and they're like, I can't fit in that.
We just need your oil. Grease. Good.
I believe you can.
And he looks at the other one and goes, okay, we give you oil, you let us go.
Sure.
Deal.
Fill these, and we just like put a bunch in front of them.
They will fill the jars. Like, literally, it's like wringing themselves out.
Okay. How many do we have?
You can fill up like an entire jar, which is probably enough to fill him up because he's not that big.
We'll just fill the jar.
He's a small creature, I think.
Sounds good.
Two jars.
We're going to keep several
for
jars
future use.
Because oil is a useful
item. That's
true.
We fill up one jar for him, and we have other jars for us.
Yeah. How many jars did we fill?
You can have two. It's fine.
All right. Two jars.
Yeah. Let's put them in the bag.
Two larger jars.
You guys, jars of oil.
You put them down? Yes.
Yeah.
Give them the lollipop.
No. They take the lollipop and break it in half and like scatter it.
I would let them have it because that was how we lured them and grabbed them. Like here, it's the thing of reciprocity. They gave us the oil, we give them the lollipop.
Not under duress.
You let them free. That was the reciprocity.
Well, I'm fine giving the lollipop. Now they owe us. They do. Give us more things. We gave you two jars.
We give him the doll.
Which doll?
No!
I thought you meant the dead living doll you killed.
just our teammate.
Just our other teammate. The one that has the ranged attack.
We gained a new one.
Yeah. Yeah, now I'm Elkhorn, the fighter. The fourth fighter type. Third. Because you're a paladin.
I don't know what I count as anymore.
A paladin.
You just take off the
paladin
rope.
Paladin is
free.
Its own type.
Take off the rope. You are free. Master has given Dobby no rope.
We take the rope and tie it to a balcony, throw him off it.
It's happened, basically.
The tin soldiers do not seem to notice you.
All right, well, let's
leave.
They
are backs to you, just kind of walking and patrolling the balcony.
We murk them.
We should.
Well,
one last thing. Do you want to fight them or do you want to ignore them?
Honestly, the last two left and...
Oh, no, yeah.
They might show up later.
Okay, you're just going to pull the door open or you want to stealthily open the door?
Stealthily.
Okay, roll me stealth. Because you have pass without trace.
It's like a plus 10.
You have a plus, yeah. I think it is a plus 10.
A plus 10?
It's massive, yeah.
Yeah. Pass without trace is really nice for a level spell.
No. No. Yes. 27.
Yeah.
You that got door makes no noise, and you can creep out.
You had the grease in your hand, just wipe the hinges.
You may creep out there. You guys, what did you roll?
I rolled a 15.
That's still enough.
That's still enough.
That's before he added.
Because I rolled really low on perception for both of them.
Nice.
So you guys can go. You guys can split off and each sneak up on one. What would you like to do?
I want to stabby it.
You get advantage.
Probably 26 hits, right?
It definitely does. I don't remember how many hit
roll your damage. Not a lot, I don't think.
No, I do remember now. Okay. It's an odd number. Like, legitimately, it's an odd number.
Like, it ends with 1, yeah. 3, 5, 7, or 9?
Correct.
Okay. Nice!
Max damage, 14.
You hit it pretty hard.
It's not dead, because that's an even number.
Do I get it? Probably not advantage on the second attack, or?
No, because it would know you're there after the first one. Technically, we're not an initiative either. It's a surprise attack, and in a surprise attack, I believe you only get one swipe, right?
16.
It's if you take an attack action, you can attack again.
Okay, 16 will not hit.
Okay.
Wow.
Unnatural 20.
Nice.
That will hit.
Awesome.
Yeah, anytime you take an attack action, you can attack again. That's the whole benefit of extra attack.
You rolled that with advantage? Did you roll a d20 twice on your first hit?
No.
Roll a second one just in case you get a crit.
Yeah, just to see if you get a crit.
That's... 16 on the die.
Okay. Your first swing still hits. You just didn't get a crit. So what's your damage?
11 on my first hit.
Okay. Make sure you roll your d20 twice again.
Well, if the first one was... He didn't have advantage on the second attack, though.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. So just roll one die. So what'd you get on your first one? My apologies.
15.
15 will miss.
Okay.
So hit the first one. It reacted.
So each of you hit one, and they shifts them just enough that your second swipes miss. Now you guys will have to roll initiatives.
Should have just lifted it up and thrown it off the balcony.
Better than last time.
I bet you're first.
Hey, what's your initiative?
Something plus a lot.
Plus 7.
Wow.
Did you take all of ours put together?
No, I get to, as Herengon, I get to add my dex.
But I was like, but did you, or your proficiency?
Hmm?
Your proficiency. You add.
Yes.
Yeah, right, you said dex. I'm like, you always use dex. Yes. That's what initiative is based on.
Alex, what was your initiative?
Minus 7 this time.
Big ol' 7. Troy?
20.
Nice. Tyler?
12.
Okay. Josh?
Same. 12.
Who's got the higher dex?
Him. Wait.
No, I have a 2.
Same.
Oh, we're tied.
I'll just put Tyler first.
Okay.
We'll do in table.
We're literally the same number, 14
we'll
plus 2.
Order. Troy, you may act first.
Throw it for your first action.
I'm not
going to
bother drawing this. You're on a 10-foot wide balcony.
A swing. That is a one.
That will be a miss.
A very bad miss.
Oh,
so you lose your sword. It's gone forever.
26.
That does hit.
Yeah, a 19.
For 14 again.
Oof. That one drops.
But that's 28. That's not odd. No.
It's more than what they have.
I know.
So first one's dead.
Second one tries to attack the lion.
Second one spins around and swings at the Leonin. Will a 16 hit you? No, no. Sorry. 18 hit you.
Yes. Will hit me.
I was adding the damage, not the two hit, which is not good. It's only 4 damage to you.
Did we heal last time, or are we still?
We're still where we were. We haven't healed yet.
All right.
I've got one spell slot, and I've taken 6
that
damage.
One will miss. Second hit will miss.
Gotcha.
It is you, me, Tyler.
Eldritch Blast. 2 shots. 16. It's going to miss.
Miss.
23.
Will hit.
6. Force damage.
To the face.
Or wherever you have him hitting.
Still standing.
No.
Bonus.
That, no. Nothing I want to cast. I only got one spell slot.
Josh.
All right, I guess I'm going to...
Huck a trident. Do you always call it back.
Yeah, you've got that ability.
Can I'll you? Just, yeah, I'll throw it.
Cool.
Do you have 2 bound weapons or just 1?
Technically, you're allowed 2 bonded weapons, but I don't know what the rule is on that.
You can have 2, but if you try to add a third,
right. You have to break. I would say next time you level up, you can add it since we haven't had it this whole time.
Yeah, he's bound with the trident, but he didn't bond with the flail.
Because you are better
the
with
the morning
flail.
Star.
Or the morning star.
Sorry. I thought it was a flail.
The morning star hits harder.
Yeah, it's
please roll 2 hits. You were throwing it, right?
Yep.
Oof.
That's going to be no. That's
that goes 10. Wide.
Attack again.
Is it a bonus action to call it back?
Yes.
You may do so.
Yeah. And that's my... Then I can't attack again, right?
You can. You can still attack. Oh. You got 2 attacks and a bonus action.
So I can literally throw it, bring it back, and throw it again.
But you can't
call it back. Yeah, but you
can't call
it back until your
time.
Next turn if you miss.
If I miss, yeah.
Or really at all, but
yeah, you can't call back. To
I'm running that way. I'm going to do that. I'm going to bring it back and throw it again.
Okay.
First try.
Hope you.
First try.
It's literally one of those, like, you throw it, it misses, like, come back.
That's even worse.
And now you've lost.
That one.
But you just lost sight of it. It doesn't mean you can't. You can call back as long as it's in this plane.
Yeah. So you throw it twice and you're just baffled.
And you're like, wow, I should probably not do that anymore.
I've been too long out of the water.
The tin soldier goes, the fuck was that, man? He doesn't talk.
It flies one side. He recalls it, and it flies again. It's like, I swear that just went by.
The soldier just...
Yeah. He literally just shrugs.
Goddamn stormtrooper.
Alex, it's your turn. It's your turn, and this happens to be the one that you're already standing in front of.
Hi, buddy.
Just drop your sword
I'm
on his head.
I'm just glad I didn't, like, stab him.
I mean, if we were
playing rules,
I could have made you do that.
Yeah.
I would have also done the giant what the hell pose.
Just sticking out of your ass.
Ow!
You shot me.
He just yells as he looks at his leg. Then he yells as he looks at the other leg.
In Quenchuacha.
I think that hits.
24.
24 does hit.
7.
That'll hit too.
23.
Hits.
I was like, that's roughly the same number.
For 10.
It drops.
All right.
We've taken out all the 10 soldiers.
They have 27 hit points.
Oh, wow. You hit him for just a point over his total.
Their AC is 18. Like, it's stupid.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm going to walk over and grab my trident and shame.
Yeah. You don't even have to walk over. You can just call
you literally
it back.
Just like, blink. And
well, I don't even deserve to call it back.
He's just so embarrassed. He's looking down as he's going to get his trident.
The kids inside are like, oh, like a little freaked out, but that happened. Now you may continue doing whatever it is you wanted to do. You wanted to bring them back, I assume, to the workshop?
Or? Yeah, we'll actually escort these ones back to the workshop, make sure that everybody's together, and now that we've got all the kids accounted for.
Make sure nobody does something stupid like
putting
the Jack and
Elkhorn in the fight.
Yeah.
there wasn't a need.
Yeah.
He's too hungry to fight.
We killed him before he got there.
Yep.
short legs. Yeah.
When he walks in there and sees Chucklehead, he starts to go for his sword. And Chucklehead's like, no, 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 no. And he calls the children over.
Yeah, we've, come to an understanding. He was, obviously coerced or whatever.
This is good, Chucklehead.
Coerced and cursed, I see. And Chucklehead just sort of nods and kind of apologizes, but not so many words. And he says, is this the last of them?
You're mixing up your voices. You used your Chucklehead voice for the other one.
Probably. I gave Chucklehead a voice the first time you met him, and the last session I didn't give him one because I couldn't remember what it was. Is this the last of them?
Yes. We believe so. As far as we know.
As far as, yeah.
He counts and says, yes. Yes, I think this is it.
We got an extra one for you. Do we get bonus points?
He says, I have nothing to give but my thanks. And he has them basically like hold hands and walks them out. And he said, he tells you that he will lead them to the woods to wherever Will happens to be.
Okay.
So you have saved all the children and you, so yeah, I mean, essentially the only other door you guys didn't go through was the one, if you guys walk back to the kitchen, just the only other place you really discovered so far in line, there's a door to your right that appears to go outside and a door straight ahead.
I listen at the door.
At the door straight ahead?
Yes.
With his giant ears.
You don't hear anything.
I very gingerly try the knob.
It is locked.
I will try the keys. Actually, no. Before I do that, I will tell the puppet to detect for magic.
Chinopio uses his Eldritch Sight to detect magic.
You do that more than once a day because you used it once earlier.
At will.
Or at wherever.
Yes. I like the Eldritch invocations. There's a handful that are per day, and other ones are at wills. I would probably lean on the at wills.
It goes 30 feet?
I can look
around. Is that right? If you're standing right at the door, I'm trying to justify how far it can go from where you're
at. Let me see. I don't remember.
Because the door is not too thick. You should be able to
see through it. It's a decent range.
This room, I think, is just a tad.
Detect magic is self and 30-foot sphere. And it can see through. It's blocked by a foot of stone, inch of common metal, a thin sheet of lead, or 3 feet of wood or dirt.
Yeah, it's not a 3-foot deep door, so.
I would hope not. That's just a block of wood that you're pushing.
If I were to make a shape like this with my hands, that looks like I'm maybe making a chalice for people at home, or the underside of a circle.
Yes.
That's about as far as you can see. On both sides, appears to be abjuration all the way out.
Shielding magic.
As far as you can get.
Defensive magic. That's what I'm seeing.
That's all you're seeing. Now, it's not directly in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
It's off to the sides.
Past the door?
Yeah, there's about... So that's the thing. I don't know if you can detect how far it's out before you see it. Can you?
It is. For the duration, you sense the presence of magic within 30 feet of you. You sense the magic in this way. You can
right. It's within 30 action. Feet, but can you actually gauge the distance?
If I see it up to 30 feet, that's as far as I see it. And that's all it is. And I know what school of magic it is. Outside of that, I don't know shite.
Right. So I guess...
Or around
the scenario, if the scenario was this, if you were 30 feet away from the thing and it started to glow... Are you aware it's 30 feet away, or are you guesstimating that it's 30 feet away?
I would know that it's whatever it is.
You would know the exact distance.
I would know if it's within the 30 feet, if it's glowing from that, I know that's what's giving off the stuff. Like, I see the aura around it.
It's not answering your question. Do you know what I'm asking?
I mean, I do, but
I'm trying to decide whether or not you can... whether or not
from Tyler's description, if there is an enchanted item within his 30 feet, he knows exactly where that object is.
It literally says...
Then you should be able to detect
you can use your action, specific distance. Yeah, you can
that's
use
what I
the
want
action
to,
to see a faint aura around any visible creature or object. If I can't see it, I sense it. But if I can see it, I can see that what is giving it off. That's how it works.
So you can sense it beyond the 30 feet?
No, if it's in the 30 feet, I can sense it.
Are you saying it's on the other side of this door?
Yes.
I know there's something on the other side of the door that has the exact location.
He just knows it's within 30 feet.
If we open the door and then I can see it, then I know the exact location and what's giving it off.
Gotcha.
I have to be able to see it for that part.
Okay. You are aware it is past this door.
Got it. I sense magic on the other side of this door.
But in two spots.
Yes.
Okay.
Gotcha. So if we open the door, then I can see what's giving off the magic. It's abjuration magic.
That would probably help.
So
yes, I will again very... gingerly try the keys and unlock the door.
It unlocks.
Does anything explode?
Nope.
Okay. They're not wards.
even though abjuration is like defensive magic.
So when you open the door, there's about 10 feet of like a short hallway almost. It's like it's literally like a 10-foot square and then the open room. That's why I was trying to justify how deep you can see.
I got you.
That's why you're saying it's like a hand.
Are you walking in first? Since you're detecting?
Well, I can see.
When you get to the center of a room, first of all, you walk into a study.
Nice.
Let me go ahead and just read the study.
Go for it.
Description
describe
first.
Immerse us. Oh, immersion master.
This is another round room. It's a little bit smaller than the other two. There is a staircase that runs along the wall of this circular room and climbs to an upper level. Tucked behind curtains of moss and ivy are numerous bookshelves bearing ancient tomes. And built into one of the bookcases is a tall oval mirror and a wooden frame. A flickering candlelight emanates from the eye sockets of a human skull, resting on an open roll-top desk. All around you, on these bookshelves, is just fierce abjuration. Each book
is just full of magic.
Each book appears to have abjuration on it.
Don't touch the books. That's my assumption.
So after we kill the witch, we want to come get the books?
Probably not. If it's
why not?
If he said fierce magic, that sounds like a ward. Wards are trap magic.
I get that, but
if she dies, that doesn't matter. Wards are like planted. Permanent. They're like a minefield.
The mirror also indicates magic, but what I believe it's of a magic? Different kind.
Yeah,
and it's not telling me what it is on this page.
We've seen this before, I think.
Yeah,
you have seen this before.
Is it kind of like the mirror we traveled through?
No, well, maybe, but I think more we saw a mirror like this
in the nasty muck water. Yeah, isn't it like the channel talk to people mirrors or something like that?
No, I assumed it was. I assumed it was a traveling thing, so we smashed it.
Oh, that's right.
That is a...
That'd be transmutation.
That is a correct... I believe it is transmutation, but I was just trying to find it. Yeah, that is correct thinking.
Yeah, so... Smash the mirror. We don't need backup.
Before we do that...
Yeah.
Well...
I'm running at it.
Yeah.
You grab the rope and yank. Yeah. Warding magic.
Conjuration is what you see conjuration? On that one.
Okay.
I'm worried about the skull.
Does the skull give off anything magic?
Does not.
Okay. Skull's not magic.
It appears to be a skull that was made into a lantern.
Oh, okay.
That sits on a desk.
If it's an actual lantern, that could be fun to have.
Give me...
I was afraid of some
sentience. Since you guys are discussing this, even though you've said things out loud, I want you to go ahead and give me an intelligence intelligence roll.
Teleportation.
Straight up intelligence check.
I guess you make travel-y stuff.
16? No.
Nat 20.
15.
21.
I'm sorry, you didn't say that correctly.
Nat 20.
There you go.
I was like, I didn't say it right. I was waiting.
You didn't roll. So I got a
21 overall.
You got a 10 on the die. So the three of you all kind of think about it, and yes, you did smash one of these.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you came through a mirror. Thinking about it, continuing to smash mirrors may or may not alleviate your way to get home.
But they also bring bad luck.
Because you rolled a nat 20, or to send other people back.
Send the kids.
Like Salpig would go.
You would assume that this is how Salpig got in and out the Hall of Illusions.
Yep. I just thought about that. Yeah. So we need to talk to Chucklehead and see if he knows how to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Since Salpig's dead.
She deserved it.
Oh, wait. I could, upon leveling up, talk to dead things.
That could be a fun spell to use
later. I believe that's something I have.
Well,
not yet, but I could.
We're going to kill a witch.
Actually, hold on. Is there an invocation for that? I could learn Speak with Dead, but I have to be ninth level.
So I was away, but he said something about destroying mirrors and ways home and stuff.
It might be our way to and from. So this might be how we send the kids back. But we need to know how to do that, and I don't think any of us do. And we killed the chick that would go through the windows. Chick isn't like chickadee, small child.
I'm also assuming we're going to find more. My whole thing with smashing it the first time was I didn't want to wait for a hag's other sisters.
That's the same thought I had, too, is
to
why
come
we bust
through.
Them.
Now,
if we get rid of the hags, there's always going to be at least one more mirror.
Two is still scarier than one, but three is way more scarier than two. Yeah. So we're down one, although now apparently we have old haggy lady.
Mom.
Now there's apparently five of them.
Well, one we're probably not going to deal with. There's the mom and the three sisters.
One's Tasha.
And Tasha's. Though Tasha used to be a jerk.
I haven't met Tasha, so I don't know.
None of us a really feeling have. We're not. Yeah.
I doubt Tasha appears in this. If she does, oh crap. Otherwise, it's just hags. Psh, nothing. And then maybe mom. If mom shows up, that's a different story. Mom's scary. Mom is very scary.
Mom was very, very ugly.
Mom is very scary because mom is probably stronger than the four kids combined by herself.
That's probably that's your
that portrait was incredibly ugly.
Well, yeah, mom is terrifying.
Were there
ugly equals more powerful?
Nah, surely there weren't chicken feathers in there.
I'm sure there were.
This is only their battle form.
I like
they
it.
All were look fantastic maybe. When they're not in battle form.
You can look at the books if you want.
I don't want to touch those.
You don't have to touch them. You can just look at them.
I'm concerned that touching them would be a bad idea. Don't touch the books.
This is a library.
No, it's not. The books are not.
The books are not to be checked out.
If you look at them, just like read some of the spines, it appears that they're like Feywild lore. It's almost like a massive set of encyclopedia about Fey and the Feywild.
Nice. Still not going to touch them.
All things sticky, slippery, and wet. Phantasma Dementos, Codicile of Conundrums. There's one that's actually written backwards.
Morden Cayman's Tone of Foes. What?
That would be fun.
It's just random D&D books are on the wall. Like, wait a second.
There's one called Pity He's an Elf.
Pity He's an Elf?
The Queen's Gowns.
Bedknobs and Broomsticks. Court. Mary Poppins.
Three Rules to Rule By. Twilight Tides.
Twilight?
It's very Burn
fat.
It.
New Moon.
It's apparently a very fat, wrinkled-looking book.
Burn it.
Clearly, it's been read a lot. All right.
There appear to be...
Is the stairwell up to another room or like another level where there's more books? I didn't quite understand when you said there's stair up.
There's a stairwell up. There's also a roll-top desk that appears to have sheets of paper on it.
Sheets of paper?
Checking out the desk.
Right. Sure. You see a wanted poster. It's another wanted will of the Feywild. Find this flibbergibbet and deliver him to me alive and unharmed, and I shall make you as strong as an octopus.
Well, that wasn't on the table earlier.
That was not listed. She turned you into an octopus. So if we go up the stairs, do we see any? Is like it like level and stairs lead into another room?
I'm
is that what
done
it was?
Checking out this desk yet?
That's fine. I'm asking this for frame of reference and room. Right now we're in a room.
You were
with
told
books.
That this room goes to her bedroom.
Awesome. She's in her bedroom probably sleeping.
There are no other I don't believe there are any other doors. Are no doors in this room. There's just a stairwell up.
Except the one we came through.
Correct.
Okay.
No, it's gone.
That one went poof. I was like, oh crap. All right. Where's the save point?
Now locked into this boss battle.
This is not a safe room to rest, so I'm still down a spell slot.
Should we go back and take a nap?
No.
Oh.
Takes 4 hours for a short rest to kick in, usually.
No, short rest is an hour in this game.
But that's true. What do you guys got?
I'm good.
But do we want to waste an hour to get a spell slot back?
I'm down a little bit of health, but...
No, well. I thought you healed him. That doesn't affect my spell slots. But yes, he did heal me. That's why I'm at 42.
Okay, you guys, that's right. You guys didn't take the rest.
No. He did a quick thing, and I did not recover spell
slot.
I
used my lay on hands, right. So now I am spent on that.
Mm-hmm.
I am down.
Do you get that back after a rest, or is it short? Is it a long rest or short rest?
I'll look.
I think it's a long rest.
I'm pretty sure it's a long. Very few classes get stuff on shorts.
Yeah, Warlock's pretty much it.
Warlock, and then like wizards can get spell slots back equal to half their level or something like that.
Yeah. Since you're still in the room, among the things that are just on shelves and laying around,
you guys with your second winds and stuff.
You find a varnished human eyeball inside the lower half of a small hourglass that hangs like a pendant from a necklace made of woven hair.
Grab the eyeball.
I take the pendant.
Grab the eyeball.
It's in the pendant.
Still, make sure we have the eyeball.
Take it and shove it in the bag.
Good. I like it.
There's an eyeball pendant.
Where the heck is it?
It's an eyeball in the bottom of an hourglass on a strand of human hair.
It appears
hair.
To be some sort of emblem.
Long rest.
So I take the whole pendant and shove it in the bag.
I'm writing eyeball pendant.
fantastic.
You also find a black feathered quill with a bone tip
Sure.
Taking that too.
We're just taking trinkets, if anything.
You don't appear to see any ink lying around, but you find the quill.
They use blood.
I'll use the oil if I have to.
I'm saying that she probably signs things with blood.
Take a liter of her blood later.
You find a tiny clockwork toad.
Take it. Put it in the bag.
Yeah.
Because I have a clockwork dragonfly. I bet they interact. Right? It's dragonfly.
Well, it's like the polymorph potion. It's the two halves.
Those are the things that are sort of listed here. So what is your plan? Do you going to go to a different room, rest, and come back? So you can get spell slots back?
Would that even be useful? Since I'm the only person that really gets anything out of that. I get a spell slot.
How useful are you without spell slots?
He's only down one.
I'm down one of my two.
Yeah, it is true. Warlocks only have two.
I'm half.
Mostly you're just slinging cantrips, so.
Yeah. Or invocations.
If everybody else is okay and you want to move forward, we'll move forward.
Given if I'm going to do anything, I'm not going to cast Hold Person. I'm not going to use Sleep. I'm probably not going to use Hex. If anything, I'm going to use my last spell slot. I would have Counterspell available, or I can give one of y'all Intellect Fortress, which would be beneficial if you like Compel Duel if you have that. And that forces her to fight you, and you get advantage on Wisdom, Charisma, and Intelligence saves. Which could be useful against the Hag. But
I'm still full health with two slots.
Because you hang back all the time and huck a Triton
really,
to people.
You don't really use your spells as an Eldritch Knight.
Well, you just hit shit. They're mostly
none of the spells I have really hit for more than I could potentially hit with.
That's true. But if you wanted to try something ranged without throwing your trident and losing
it. I got a spell I can't really use.
You need bonus action spells.
Chromatic Orb.
I don't know what it does.
What?
Chromatic Orb?
Other situations have to happen before I can even use it, and I didn't read it.
Oh, I see. Gotcha.
Really? If we get into a boss fight, I have a shield that increases my AC by 5.
Yeah,
so I can literally just run it.
Shield, great.
It only works for that.
It works for that until your round, your turn.
Until the end of your turn?
Until the end of your next turn.
So you're not going to rest?
I'm fine going in, doing whatever. Okay. We'll see what's there. I've counterspell if need be.
Saves
you guys
point.
Can walk up the stairs.
Thank you all for listening. Wild Beyond the Witchlight is co-written by Stacey Allen, Will Doyle, Ari Leavitch, and Chris Perkins. You can find us online at RancorsBrothel.com and on Facebook at Fans of the Rancors Brothel.